Welcome to the CEO Hotline, the podcast for business owners and mamas who are ready to ditch the rule book when it comes to making money online. If you are ready to build more than just a small online business, then you are in the right place. Because over here, we are building movements and making massive impact in this world, the standard. I'm your host, Bella, your tough love, ride or die mentor, obsessed with helping business owners and mamas just like you build your business and bank account to multiple six figures cash and beyond with simple and sustainable business strategies. Over here, we believe every day is a good day to make money and building your business gets to be fun while simply being all of you. If you are ready for that too, grab your coffee or wine, mama, and let's dive in. Welcome back to day number two. This is Money March, where every day I drop a new activation, marketing prompt, and a community building action step so that you could connect with your people. I am so excited. We're going to dive into day two, but very quickly, I want to remind you all that we are having a giveaway. This is for 3 months inside of the Sales Holy Grail membership. And the way to enter is share this podcast to your stories, tag me, and just give me your thoughts. Say you're participating in Money March with Bella. And that's kind of all you got to do, or just give me your thoughts of what you love about Money March so far, being day two, your thoughts while you are listening into the episode, anything like that, and you are golden. You have the opportunity to enter five times for this giveaway for the 5 days that I'm dropping the podcast episodes this week. So there's a win there. The winner will be announced on Monday morning, March 11th. So you have until then to enter five times or once if that's all. If you only want to enter once, that's fine. We'll be picking the winner. I'm so, so excited because it's going to be so epic to win 3 months inside this sales membership. Now, if you are already an existing client, you still get to participate because then I will go ahead and credit. I believe we said in the last episode, I believe it's like $230-ish that will credit to either your mastermind payment or to, if you're in the Sales Holy Grail, I'll credit there too. So let's dive in. Day number two, let's dive into the activation. You are the perfect match for your perfect client. Exactly as you are right now. Not when you have X followers, not when you're making X money. Someone right now, and I need you to like really listen to me here. Someone right now is searching high and low for you. Everything that you have to offer. And it's not when you're making 20K cash months. It's not when you have 10 million followers. It's who you are today. And so the next time you think, well, I'm not going to sell my offer today because that person that's doing what I'm doing is, you know, making sales every single day. Everyone's joining her programs. Why would someone work with me when there's someone else out there that's doing it better or making more money, has the bigger following? And I need you to remember that those people aren't looking for what that person has to offer, no matter how much money they're making, no matter how many followers they have, they're looking for you. And every time that you decide to sit back and play in woe is me energy or not show up to sell your offers and take up space, right? Every time you decide to play small and be small, you are making it that much harder for your dream client to see you, to find you, and be impacted by you. Really remember that the next time you're thinking not to show up and sell your offers. That right there is, that's it. That is the activation. There's nothing else to add to that. Okay, that was like, ooh, some tough love. I love you. And if you need me to, if you need that tough love again, go back 30 seconds or a minute maybe and listen to it again. Someone needs to hear that. Now let's dive into your marketing prompt for today. Okay. The marketing prompt deleted. Hold on. Let me go back to my Google Doc, guys. Technical difficulties. Okay. Your marketing prompt for today is you say you want X, whatever X is, right? What is it that your ideal client is wanting? You say you want the 20K cash months, or you say you want 12-month clients that are happy to invest in 12 months, yet you what? What is it that they're doing? So you're saying you want the 12-month clients, yet you only sell your 3 or 6 month container, right? So then I want you to educate and give them what they should be focusing on instead. Okay, so I'm gonna give you the example for this one because it's a lot of words here. You say you want a community who doesn't need all the details to buy, yet you oversell every single time, right? So you say you want the community who loves to buy or who doesn't need all the details to buy, yet you oversell every single time you show up on stories, or you oversell whatever, right? And then I'm gonna educate, right? Overselling your offer confuses your audience, and it actually shows signs of insecurity on your end. Because if you think about, like, when someone's really confident in their work, they don't need to sit there and explain why everything is exactly the way they do it. They just know, look, if you want to make 10K cash months, I'm the person to do it. Versus the person that's like, look, if you want to make 10K cash months, I've supported, you know, this, that, I've done it, and I've all these things. And the person that is just like very boldly stating, making that statement is going to come across a lot more confident than the person that's having to like convince their audience why they are so good at what they do, right? It's that's what it is. That's the biggest piece. And so I would share that, and then I would tell them, instead of overselling, do this, focus on this instead. And I would share that with them. Okay, so that is your marketing prompt for today. You say you want X, you say you want X, right? X being a big desire, like urgent desire your ideal client has, yet you blank. And then educate, and what should they should focus on instead, and then tie it back to your offer. How does your offer get them there? How does your offer come into play with what you just educated on? Okay, now connecting. Ooh, this connecting piece is so good. Let me go back to my other one because your girl lost it. What is something, and this is what I want you to connect with your audience today, what is something before starting your business, right, that makes you a better ex? An example of this is how being a mama makes me a better business coach, right? So something that you related to or did or experienced before you started your business. Another one I could do was how getting a job, my first ever job on the day I was, the day I turned 15, right? Like that's like the legal age where I'm from to work is 15. The day I turned 15, on my 15th birthday, I went and got myself a job. And I can say how getting a job the day I turned 15 was the day I refused to live an ordinary life or a life of just getting by. I knew in that moment that I was going to make it big, that I was going to be successful, and I was going to take matters into my own hands. And I've been that person since I was 15. And this is you too. You can relate to this too. You've never been someone that settles for basic or ordinary or just getting by, like surviving. You don't want to just survive. You want to thrive, right? Like that is something that I could share and connect with my community on, and they're going to feel seen, and they're going to feel activated by what I am sharing. And they're going to say, damn, that's me. Like Bella gets me on a deeper level. And so that's how I want you to connect with your audience today. Something that made you who you are today, or how it makes you a better coach. There's lots of ways you could play with this prompt for connecting with your audience, but that is what I want you to share today with your audience. Okay, I'm so excited. That is a wrap on day two. Make sure you're entering the giveaway March 11th. Like I said, we're gonna pick the winner. And if you're someone that's ready to just go ahead and skip to dessert and you're just excited to get prompts like this and get the trainings and all the things, join us over in the Sales Holy Grail membership, okay? It's linked in the description. I love you all so, so much. And I'll see you tomorrow for Money March Day 3. Holy guacamole, that was epic. Am I going to say that every single week? Abso-freaking-lutely. But either way, thank you a million for tuning into this week's episode of the CEO Hotline Podcast. I hope it gave you either massive amounts of clarity or the kick in the butt you didn't know you needed. or maybe both, who knows? If you loved this episode, you know I'ma need all the tea. And you can let me know by tagging me over on Instagram at @BizCoachBella, or just let me know by rating and reviewing the show. I would appreciate it so freaking much. And that's a wrap. I hope your day is filled with massive amounts of happiness, money, and baby cuddles. I'll see you next week. Peace.